What we believe about ourselves and about our limitations equals the way we treat ourselves, each other, and the planet. Ed further believed that epiphany was only one of many extended human capacities that, while not currently explainable by physical laws, are nonetheless natural, not supernatural, and well within the domain of science to understand. And he believed that once we did understand it, the impact on science would be revolutionary. Meanwhile, he also knew that extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. So he created IONS to collect extraordinary evidence that would reveal the materialist paradigm as incomplete. IONS became one of the first to fund studies like remote viewing, like this one in 1974, co-funded by NASA, with now legendary Russell Targ and Harold Puthoff of the Stanford Research Institute, to study the ability of certain people to accurately describe chosen locations shielded from normal means of perception. This investigation continues today as we continue to contribute research on remote viewing and other abilities pointing to the existence of a non-local consciousness, one we're embedded in rather than one locked in our heads, maybe even something that we are instead of something that we have. The same year, a seminal book edited by SRI social scientist Willis Harmon, with contributions from Carl Jung and others, called Changing Images of Man, was published by SRI, leading to another book by Willis in the 1980s called Global Mind Change. By this time, Willis Harmon was president of IONS because he recognized that we were living through a period of fundamental change in Western thought and held that no economic, political, or military power could compare with the power of a change of mind. Creating a global mind change by introducing new scientific thought to different sectors of human activity, like business, politics, ecology, and education, became an important part of our work and an important part of my work with IONS. Through programs like this one in the 80s, Science Policy Implications of Exceptional Abilities Research, an IONS collaboration with the Smithsonian and co-funded by the NSF, IONS was solidifying its reputation as a place where scientists and scholars had the freedom to investigate what they couldn't investigate elsewhere, and an increasingly credible platform to share and to further their findings and intuitions. In the 90s, IONS hired researcher Marilyn Schlitz and Dean Radin and began emphasizing our own science programs. An example here was the launch of the Global Consciousness Project with Princeton Engineering Anomalies Research Lab to try to answer the question, can movements of collective mind be observed in matter? Something we'd expect to see in a paradigm where consciousness is fundamental. This work continues today in a 2.0 collaboration with HeartMath and with an additional level of inquiry. If indeed movements of collective mind can be observed as interacting with our physical world, will humanity use that knowledge to create a better world for all?